Bible Basics, Study 7, The Origin of Jesus. 7.1 Old Testament Prophecies of Jesus. Study 3 explained how God's purpose of salvation for men and women was centered in Jesus Christ. The promises which he made to Eve, Abraham, and David all spoke of Jesus as their literal descendant. Indeed, the whole of the Old Testament points forward to and prophesies about Christ. The law of Moses, which Israel had to obey before the time of Christ, constantly pointed forward to Jesus. The law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. Galatians 3:24. Thus, at the Feast of Passover, a lamb in perfect condition had to be killed. Exodus 12:3-6. This represented the sacrifice of Jesus, the Lamb of God which takes away the sin of the world. John 1:29. 1 Corinthians 5:7. The spotless condition which was required for all the animal sacrifices pointed forward to the perfect character of Jesus. Exodus 12:5. Compare 1 Peter 1:19. Throughout the Psalms and prophets of the Old Testament, there are countless prophecies about what Messiah would be like. They particularly focus on describing how he would die. Judaism's refusal to accept the idea of a Messiah who dies can only be due to their inattention to these prophecies, a few of which are now presented. Old Testament prophecy. My God, why have you forsaken me? Psalm 22:1. Fulfillment in Christ. These were the very words of Jesus on the cross. Matthew 27:46. Old Testament prophecy. I am despised of the people. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shake the head, saying, He trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him. Psalm 22:6-8. Fulfillment in Christ. Israel despised Jesus and mocked him. Luke 23:35. Luke 8:53. They shook their heads. Matthew 27:39. And said this as he hung on the cross. Matthew 27:43. Old Testament prophecy. My tongue cleaves to my jaws. They pierced my hands and my feet. Psalm 22:15-16. Fulfillment in Christ. This was fulfilled in Christ's thirst on the cross. John 19:28. The piercing of hands and feet refers to the physical method of crucifixion used. Old Testament prophecy. They parted my garments among them and cast lots upon my clothing. Psalm 22:18. Fulfillment in Christ. The precise fulfillment of this is found in Matthew 27:35. Note that Psalm 22:22 is specifically quoted as applying to Jesus in Hebrews 2:12. Old Testament prophecy. I am become a stranger to my brothers and am an alien to my mother's children. For the zeal of your house has eaten me up. Psalm 69, verses 8 and 9. Fulfillment in Christ. This well describes Christ's feelings of estrangement from his Jewish brethren and his own family. John chapter 7, verses 3 to 5. Matthew chapter 12, verses 47 to 49. This is quoted in John chapter 2, verse 17. Old Testament prophecy. They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Psalm 69, verse 21. Fulfillment in Christ. This happened while Christ was on the cross. Matthew chapter 27, verse 34. The whole of Isaiah 53 is a remarkable prophecy of Christ's death and resurrection, every verse of which had an unmistakable fulfillment. Just two examples will be given. Old Testament prophecy. As a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opens not his mouth. Isaiah 53, verse 7. Fulfillment in Christ. Christ, the Lamb of God, remained silent during his trial. Matthew chapter 27, verses 12 and 14. Old Testament prophecy. He made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 9. Fulfillment in Christ. Jesus was crucified along with wicked criminals. Matthew 27, verse 38. But was buried in the tomb of a rich man. Matthew 27, verses 57 to 60. It is little wonder that the New Testament reminds us that the law and prophets of the Old Testament is the basis of our understanding of Christ. Acts chapter 26, verse 22, and Acts chapter 28, verse 23. Romans chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. Romans chapter 16, verses 25 and 26. Jesus himself warned that if we do not properly understand Moses and the prophets, we cannot understand him. Luke chapter 16, verse 31. John chapter 5, verses 46 and 47. That the law of Moses pointed forward to Christ and the prophets prophesied of him should be proof enough that Jesus did not exist physically before his birth. The false doctrine of the physical pre-existence of Christ before birth makes a nonsense of the repeated promises that he would be the descendant of Eve, Abraham and David. The early preachers emphasized that Jesus was of David's posterity. Greek, spermatos, Acts chapter 2, verses 29 to 31, Acts chapter 13, verse 23, Romans chapter 1, verse 3, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8. If he were already existing up in heaven at the time of these promises, God would have been incorrect in promising these people a descendant who would be Messiah. The genealogies of Jesus recorded in Matthew 1 and Luke 3 show how Jesus had a pedigree which stretched back to those people to whom God had made the promises. The promise to David concerning Christ precludes his physical existence at the time the promise was made. I will set up your descendant, singular, after you, which shall proceed out of your body. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 12 and 14. Notice the future tense used here. Seeing that God would be Christ's Father, it is impossible that the Son of God could have already existed at that point in time when the promise was made. That this seed shall proceed out of your body shows that he was to be a literal physical descendant of David. The Lord has sworn in truth to David, of the fruit of your body will I set upon your throne. Psalm 132, verse 11. Solomon was the primary fulfillment of the promise, but as he was already physically in existence at the time of this promise, 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 14, the main fulfillment of this promise about David having a physical descendant who would be God's son must refer to Christ. Luke chapter 1, verses 31 to 33. I will raise unto David a righteous branch. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 5. That is Messiah. Similar future tenses are used in other prophecies concerning Christ. I will raise, Israel, up a prophet like unto Moses. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 18, is quoted in Acts chapter 3, verses 22 and 23, which defines the prophet as Jesus. A virgin, Mary, shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. This was clearly fulfilled in Christ's birth. Matthew chapter 1, verse 23.